It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, February 12th. I'm Jay Gabler. Later on, we'll be digging into TikTok, one of the most popular apps out there that is making copious use of recorded music. Are artists getting paid? We'll get to it. But first, a few more of today's headlines. The Pittsburgh Pirates have recruited a 57-year-old rookie for spring training. Granted, I mean, they only finished barely over 500 last season, but are they really that desperate? Well, okay, here's a key detail. The new player's name is Garth Brooks. The country star is joining the Pirates at spring training this week as a fundraiser for his Garth Brooks Teammates for Kids children's charity. This is the 20th anniversary of that foundation, and previously Brooks has done similar stunts with the Padres, the Mets, and the Royals. Brooks' appearance at spring training was a surprise to his new teammates. Left fielder Corey Dickerson said, "I went out to take some fly balls and the guy didn't look familiar. Then it hit me. My brother and I grew up listening to his music." The streaming service Tidal has enabled a feature similar to one recently introduced by Spotify, allowing users to mute designated artists and make sure their songs don't get played on the user's accounts. When Spotify introduced the feature, the streaming giant was criticized for taking an easy out rather than making tough choices about what artists to block across the board. But then when it did block artists across the board, at least from its own curated playlists, it was criticized for that too. So far, the user-driven approach seems to be less controversial. Pearl Jam have been named this year's official Record Store Day ambassadors. They'll be working with the initiative to promote vinyl shopping on Saturday, April 13th. Since Eagles of Death Metal's Jesse Hughes became the first Record Store Day ambassador in 2009, rock star ambassadors have included Iggy Pop, Jack White, Chuck D, Dave Grohl, and St. Vincent, among others. It's appropriate that Pearl Jam are getting behind Record Store Day, since they actually had the last big seller of the original vinyl era. After the success of Pearl Jam's 1994 release, Vitalogy, no record sold as many copies for two decades, until Jack White rode the crest of the new vinyl boom with Lazaretto in 2014. The lead single from Vitalogy was called, very appropriately, Spin the Black Circle. Good news for the Grammys. Viewership numbers were up for Sunday's broadcast. Reaching an audience of 19.9 million viewers, they were only slightly better watched than the 2018 awards, but given that last year's awards saw a huge 24% ratings drop over 2017, any increase counts as a huge win for the Recording Academy, especially since some of the night's biggest nominees like Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Childish Gambino, and Ariana Grande declined to perform. Here's something else you didn't see on Sunday, as Jade and I mentioned in our analysis. Anything besides a glancing mention of 21 Savage, the rapper who appeared on not one but two Record of the Year nominees this year. Childish Gambino's This Is America, which won both that award and Song of the Year, and Rockstar, a Post Malone song where 21 Savage had a much larger presence.
I've been in the hills, superstars feeling like a pop star.
Post Malone played the song with Red Hot Chili Peppers as part of a medley on Sunday, but no one was there to handle 21 Savage's verse. The rapper himself wasn't available because he was being held in detention in Georgia by Immigration and Customs Enforcement for allegedly overstaying his visa. One of 21 Savage's managers is now saying that the rapper's team tried to arrange recognition for him during the Grammys, including a possible guest rapper to perform 21 Savage's Rockstar verse, but nothing came to fruition. Post Malone wore a free 21 Savage shirt to the Grammys, but it wasn't visible during his performance. Meanwhile, the rapper himself, according to U.S. Representative Hank Johnson, who was advocating for the artist's release, was being held, quote, in solitary confinement, basically, 23 hours a day. And so, Johnson said, his family is worried about him and his community is worried about him. In breaking news, just as we were getting ready to record today's episode, the rapper was reportedly released on bond pending a deportation hearing. In our rundown of 2018's biggest music trends, we talked about the rise of lip sync apps. Now, one of the biggest sing-along apps, TikTok is the subject of a major Pitchfork story that includes mention of how some artists are complaining about meager payments for the use of their music on TikTok. Basically, if you're not in the know, here's how TikTok works. You can create your own short videos, and if you want, you can soundtrack those videos with music from a large licensed music library, or you can upload your own music. When I say the app is popular, here are the kind of numbers I'm talking about. There are 1 million different TikTok videos that use Ariana Grande's chart topper, Thank You Next. But there are also lots and lots of viral hits by much smaller artists on TikTok, often in cases where the music was uploaded to TikTok without the artist's knowledge or permission. Some of those artists are starting to look for more money from the platform, given that TikTok's parent company is currently worth 3 times the market value of Spotify. Legally, anytime a music recording is used in any kind of music video, even a short amateur clip, the artist and songwriter are entitled to payment. There are elaborate, complicated systems for getting artists paid when they work with a distributor, but that doesn't help artists like I Love Friday, whose song Mia Khalifa had to become a massive TikTok hit before the platform reached out to management to arrange payment to I Love Friday.
Hit or miss, I guess they never miss, huh? You got a boyfriend, I bet he doesn't kiss ya.
In the end, I Love Friday agreed to let TikTok use their song for free in exchange for promoting future releases. In another case, the band Falling in Reverse have a song called Good Girls, Bad Guys, which turned into a TikTok meme where guys change from good boys into bad boys. The band have now made a grand total of $750 from TikTok, along with the same amount going to their record label. They're not sad about it, though. The band's lead singer, Ronnie Radke, says, quote, I loved it. Sales and streams skyrocketed off that song. I'll be honest, I don't really get the TikTok movement as a whole, but to each their own.
So why do good girls like bad guys? I have this question for a real long time. I'm a bad boy and it's plain to see.
Merle Hazard is the comic bluegrass name of Nashville financial manager John Shane, who has a viral hit with a song all about, believe it or not, atonal music. Right, like that kind of classical music that sounds unlistenable, but that certain music geeks just freak out about, that stuff. Yeah, it's hard to listen to, which is kind of the fun of this song. The song itself is mostly firmly tonal, detailing this history of a dear old daddy who used to love avant-garde classical music. Then it pauses for atonal solos on banjo and fiddle, as well as a moment of silence in honor of John Cage's infamously silent 433.
Give me some of that old atonal music. It lingers in my ears. Schoenberg and Albenberg were the genre's pioneers.
Those are today's music news stories. You can see that video and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Cecilia Johnson. Jade is out today because she is helping with The Current's member drive, and you can join as a member of The Current if you're enjoying this podcast and everything The Current does to connect you with the music you love and help you find new music. Go to thecurrent.org/donate for more information about how you can pitch in. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.